Well, good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Sherry K.B., and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Friday, January the 31st, 2020, and this is our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're at Chapter 6, page 86, and Into Action, starting with the third paragraph beginning with In Thinking About Our Day, and we'll be reading through this one paragraph only, and it ends on page 87, top of 87, where it says, We Come to Rely Upon It. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Kathy Jo P. for the 12 Steps, Gracie D. for the 12 Traditions, and the readers of our text are Jordan L., Julie E. B., and Leslie M. Our newcomer greeter today is Kaylee R., and Reggie O. will do our announcements today. The share ID for yesterday, Thursday, oh, and I forgot to say Lynn S. is recording us. Thanks, Lynn. The share ID for Thursday, January the 30th, 2020, our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 14,049. That's 14049. And the share ID for this morning's Friday, January 31st, 2020, our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 14,053. That's 14053. Our OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contribution, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence in the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Kathy Jo P. to read our 12 steps of OA. Kathy? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Kathy Jo P., a recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Well, thank you for being of service this morning, Kathy Jo and Pete. And Gracie D., please read the 12 Traditions of OA. Gracie, good morning.
Good morning. This is Gracie D., the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Sorry, I lost them. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
And thank you, Gracie B., for being of service this morning. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except for the speaker should be muted, and that does include your mute button on your personal phone. Please don't use that to mute. Please use star 1 to mute and unmute. That way we have a nice quiet meeting. Thank you. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 86, the third paragraph, in thinking about our day, and it finishes on top of page 87, ending with, we come to rely upon it. So now Jordan L. will begin reading. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jordan Al, a recovered compulsive overeater in Crested Butte, Colorado. I'm thinking about our day. We may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We're often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes the working part of the mind. Being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. So what comes to mind? Well, there's a lot of things that come to mind in this paragraph, but what came to mind most recently is back in There Is a Solution, there's a paragraph that starts with There Is a Solution. And it talks about the futility of life as we have been living it. It talks about coming to see that that the way we had been living our lives was futile. And so back in step two, I saw that really, really clearly. I had seen that life was unmanageable in step one, and I had seen that there wasn't a whole lot I could do about it in step two. Or in step two, I had seen that there wasn't a whole lot I could do about it, that I was, at this point, I was like beyond human aid. I was beyond the powers of human. And so in seeing that and being able to recognize that back in step two, that's what makes this paragraph so wonderful. Now that I've gotten to step 11 and I'm practicing this reflection, prayer, and meditation on a regular basis, like on a daily basis, I have these practices. that's what's so wonderful about the promises in this paragraph, about living or our thinking being on the plane of inspiration. Because it used to be futile, you know? Like, I used to have nothing but negative thoughts all the time. All I could see was that negative aspect of everything. And I'll wrap it up because I have a feeling that I'm getting to time here. a lot has changed in my life since I got abstinent, but in that first year, nothing had changed, absolutely nothing. My life was exactly the same, yet I felt entirely different about it, completely and totally. That's it, like that's the plane of inspiration, and I can come to rely upon it. So with that, I pass.
Jordan L. So, just reminding everybody, we're on page 86, the third paragraph, and thinking about our day. Finishing on 87, we come to rely upon it. Who'd like to share on this paragraph? Star 1 to unmute, please. Who would like to share? Can I be heard?
Jody E.
Camera C.
Hi,
okay,
Suzanne.
I heard two people come at once, and I couldn't hear your name.
Camera C.
Was that camera P?
Camera C.
Camera. Is that, was it T as in Tom?
Yep.
Okay,
Lisa
camera
G?
C.
Irene.
Okay, hold on, please. Camera, is it camera C or T?
C as in cat.
Thank you. Then I heard
Irene
B.
Oh, thank you.
I heard you, Irene.
Lisa G?
Did I hear also Julie E. B? Maybe I'm hearing things. Okay. So far
I'm here, but I think that was Jody.
Okay.
That was Jody.
Oh, was that Jody E? Okay. So I've got
Natalie G.
I'm sorry, was that Natalie?
Yes, Natalie G.
Gotcha, Natalie.
Suzanne
G.
Lisa G.
Okay, I got you, Lisa G, and I think that was Suzanne.
Yeah.
What was your last initial, please?
G.
I'm sorry?
B.
D as in David?
No, B as in boy.
Okay. Thank you, Suzanne B. All right. So this is who I have. Tamara C., Irene B., Lisa G., Natalie G., and Suzanne B. Tamara C., go ahead, please. And you'll be followed by Irene B. Tamara, good morning. Star 1 to unmute, please, Tamara. Tamara C. as in cat.
Can't here I am.
Are you there?
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Sherry. Okay. Good morning, everyone. This is Tamara C., gratefully recovered in Central California. The line in thinking about our day. So here's my old habit in thinking about my day when I would wake up in the morning that I had for many, many years. My heart would be pounding, and I would have this anxiety thinking about my day. How was I going to manage well? How was I going to perform well so that I could be a worthy person and deserve people's respect, manage my image. And so I would think of all these things I should do with my day, come up with an impossible list, and just set myself up for failure. And then at the end of the day, just feel like a failure. So now I have a new attitude, a new way of thinking. There's a new pattern that's developing as I'm practicing step 11 every morning as I think about my day. So now what I'm practicing is I surrender to my higher power, and I ask for inspiration, and I relax. And I'm getting to the place, I'm almost there, where I actually can look forward happily to participating in the show and playing my role without having to run it, without having to run the show. And sometimes I get a little taste of that. And just trusting that the answers will come. And it's so beautiful. It feels like such a beautiful gift of working these steps in this program. That and then what's great, and also learning to be okay with making mistakes and welcoming learning opportunities. I mean, they're not always, I don't always feel like I welcome them, but I'm learning to do that. And then at the end of the day, I get to look back with peace and gratitude, even looking at my mistakes, but knowing that I asked for inspiration, I turned it over to my higher power, and it was what it was meant to be. So I'm really grateful today that I get to keep practicing and growing along spiritual lines day by day. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Tamara C. Irene B., you're up, followed by Lisa G. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I am Irene B., an abstinent and grateful recovering bulimic from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I love this paragraph because to me, this is both instruction and promises. I see the instruction on how to go about my day, how to start it, how to live. But then I also see this as a promise. And what I love about it is that it is very gentle, loving, and easy. It doesn't say you will do this and you will do it perfectly and you will do it immediately, you will walk the steps, and by God, you better get this right. It doesn't say that at all. It says in here, being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. I love that because I am my biggest critic, and I am so hard on myself. And here's this book telling us to be a loving parent to ourselves. To notice when we make mistakes and not be so hard on ourselves. And my biggest mistake is running on automatic, which means that I am running the show. I have a confession to make. Getting out of self-reliance and running automatic is the hardest thing for me to do. I'm so used to it. I've done it all my life. It is what was expected of me. I was expected to do for others and not take care of myself and look at myself because all that mattered is what I could do for others. That was my role in life. I did not matter. Well, guess what? I do matter. And I need to take care of myself, and that means I need to take the time to look to God, to connect to my spirit, because He's the one who loves me, who accepts me, who gives me the inspiration and the power and the discipline to do that which I need to do for myself. On my own accord, I cannot do it. I have to reach to my spiritual connection, or I am going to be on automatic and procrastinate and be undisciplined. But guess what? I forget. And by the grace of God, this meeting reminds me about God, and it keeps me connected to my spiritual life, because that is a must. I must stay connected. So by the grace of God, oh, I have to pass. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Irene B. Lisa G., you're up, followed by Natalie G. Lisa, the G's, we got the G's going this morning. Lisa, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sherry. This is Lisa G. from Dripping Springs, Texas, and I am so happy to get to share on this. When we read it, I just wanted to share my experience that I've had this morning about the intense amount of gratitude that I had this morning, just in my meditation, thinking about my relationships with my family and the way this paragraph has manifested in my life. It's been very quiet. And, you know, I'm not perfect at all about doing my meditations. I'm not perfect in my 11th step. In fact, I just, my nightly review, I just started doing that on sort of a regular basis this week. But since I got through the steps, the thing that's happened in my life is that, like, the example is mostly interpersonal with other people. So the control freak that I've been all of my adult life without knowing that I was, and, you know, bashing heads with other people because I wanted to be right. And it most showed itself in the relationships with my husband and my daughter. And my daughter's 25 years old, and, you know, like, we hit heads a lot. And now, in the last several months, it's like when I'm talking to her or talking to my husband, the closest relationships I have, when they're saying things that I just want to, like, give them my advice or tell them, oh, that's, you shouldn't feel that way, you shouldn't think that, like, I'll be inside also praying, God, what should I do, what should I say? And I mean, I'm telling you, about 100% of the time I hear, shh, be quiet. And it's just this really little voice, and I'm like, okay. And I just sew up my lips, and I'm telling you guys, like, the relationship that I have with my daughter right now is, we don't smash heads anymore. I mean, it's like she's changed so much. Like, I'm thinking she's changed so much, but really, she's not the one that's changed so much. I shut my big mouth and let her be who she is, and now she's able to open her heart to me. And, oh, God. I mean, the gratitude that I felt this morning for that, I was just bawling because of the joy. And it's not even like happiness, it's just this deep joy. So God's working on me, and I'm finally able to listen, because his voice is really little. It's not the big pounding voice that I thought God's voice would be. It's very quiet. And anyway, with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa G. And Natalie G., you're up, followed by Suzanne B.
Hi, can you please tell us where we read this morning?
Sure. We're on page 86, the third paragraph, starting with, and thinking about our day, and it ends on 87, we come to rely upon it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Hi.
So, Natalie, you're up, followed by
Suzanne
B.
Can you hear me?
I can, Natalie. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service, and thank you, everybody, for being here. And hi, I'm Natalie G., recovered compulsive overeater from Ojai, California. I love this paragraph, as well as other people have shared. And I was thinking about, well, how is it applied lately? It applies every day, but that first sentence, in thinking about our day, we may face indecision. And I remember reading in an earlier part of the big book, is he not, I'm paraphrasing, but is he not an agent of chaos rather than harmony, something like that. And that was me. You know, I would run around and do all the things on my list I had to do for the day. And I, when I didn't know what to do next because there was too much to do, or I was trying to give someone advice or whatever, you know, I would just be a producer of confusion. and chaos and in other people's lives, but also in myself. And here's the instruction for how to fix that. We pause, you know, we ask God for inspiration. I pause. I ask God for inspiration. As someone shared, that is one of the most difficult things for me. I think I know how to run everything. And how that showed up yesterday in my life, and I've been practicing step 11 with more consciousness, and I had a lot to do. We're going on a trip today, and my list was long, as it usually is. And I just was like, God, please help me with this list. And the inspiration is so interesting because it's not what I would think of, but it works. So I had to do some laundry. I wanted some clean clothes to wear for the trip. Well, I'm doing the laundry, and I'm getting ready to put this load in, and God goes, hey, what if you just do the clothes that you want to take on the trip? You don't have to do every piece of laundry. You don't need it. And it's like, oh, my God, that's just so radical. Oh, can I do that? And I did, and it made everything a lot easier. And I had a big bunch of things to do to get through for a client, and God was like, hey, you know, you have a week to get these all done. Maybe you don't need to get them all done before you go. Why don't you check your deadline and see if the client needs them all at once? And the client was expecting them all at once, but I checked. You know, I didn't assume, oh, my God, I have to get it all done. And I got it all done. And then even for, like, I've gone through a couple of medical things this year, and one of the medical bills got sent straight to collection after the insurance denied it. And, you know, I've been waiting to pay it because I wanted to see if the insurance would cover it. And so I'm facing this indecision. Should I? Shouldn't I? The deadline's coming up. And my husband, I think, oh, I'll ask my husband. I mean, I didn't think that. God was like, ask Jason what he thinks. And I did. Thank you. And anyway, it worked out. We paid it. So thank you very much for letting me share. I so appreciate everyone, and I'll pass.
And thank you, Natalie G. So before we hear from Suzanne B., just reminding you, we're on page 86 in the third paragraph, and we're reading and commenting, and we were commenting on that one paragraph only. Suzanne, good morning. Suzanne B. Star 1 to unmute, please. Suzanne? Are you there? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too, and thank you so much for your service, and thank you, everyone, for such beautiful shares this morning. So what I want to focus on is when they're talking about conscious contact with my higher power. And for me, not everything is crystal clear. And what the paragraphs do is they give me permission to take risks. And some of those risks will work out for me, and others won't. And the ones that don't work out, I now know what to do. And that is to start by turning to the 10th step. And then if I need to go into the fourth step, if I need to do a fifth step. And what I'm learning is I'm learning where I'm not using spiritual principles in my life. So I'm able to put those into my spiritual practice more on a daily basis and get closer to my higher power. Thanks for letting me share.
Suzanne. All right. So now we're going to take another lineup. Who would like to share on this paragraph this morning?
Michelle J.
Michelle J.
Shlomi Hannah B.
Shlomi
Marilyn
B. Audrey T.
Okay. I'm
Marilyn
sorry.
Marilyn K.
Okay. I heard
Julie
Marilyn.
Julie E.B.
Audrey T.
Okay, I heard Julie E.B., and did I hear Audrey T.?
Yes.
Okay, got
you. Janet B.
And I heard, I think that was Janet B.?
Yes, Eunice B.
Oh, are you saying Eunice?
Janice.
Oh, Janice. Sorry about that, Janice. Okay, Janice
Thank
B.
you, yeah.
All right, and Audrey T. Okay, so here's my lineup. Michelle J., Shlomi Hanna B., Marilyn K., Julie E. B., Audrey T., and Janice B. Good morning, Michelle. Go ahead, please, Michelle J. Star 1 to unmute, please, Michelle J. Hello?
Good morning. This is Michelle J. from Arkansas. Recovered and recovering day by day. Thank you for letting me share my moments with you this morning. You know, connecting with God is kind of where the rubber meets the road. I think we all experience these times where in program, the worst of the worst happens. And all of a sudden, you have to choose. And so yesterday morning when I realized that I could have a death sentence, I had to go, whoa, my whole world stopped, and I had to work the program and work it hard. And I had to go, you know, work in the 10th step, and was I feeling fear? You bet. Am I going through every gamut of sadness and all of it? So you work your 10th step, and you take your pause, and you stop, and you're waiting for the next step, and you're listening. God, what? And I was expecting a now. I wanted answers now because this is a big deal. You know, am I going to die? Is this it? You know, I'm going down in the plane and the engines are out and this is it, you know. And you have to go, wait. Well, for 24 hours, I found myself not with, you know, the perfect answers, not the immediate, not what I wanted to hear, but I just found myself feeling all the feelings I've tried not to feel for my lifetime, but yet waiting, trusting, and listening. And I'm still listening, and he's still there, and I'm having answers. He's opening up things. What's my next step? Well, my next step yesterday for the last 24 hours is just feel. Just feel and know I'm here. Just feel. And I felt all kinds of things that I'm not used to feeling, but I survived it, and I went through 24 hours, and now I have this next 24 hours to do it again. It's not a bad thing. It's an experience that is going to bring me really close to a contact with God like never before. And not a downer, just telling you what's going on, and that this pause and waiting for God and his contact and is a good thing. Anyways, with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Michelle J. Shlomi Hanna B., you're up, followed by Marilyn K. Shlomi Hanna, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for the timekeeper, and thank you every single person that is on this line. So the first line that says, in thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take here. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or decision. So what that's telling me is that things are going to come up in the day, or actually when I'm contemplating my day, things may come up. I may not know exactly how to deal with things. I may not have an answer. And the truth is that I really don't have an answer because God has the answers. And that's who I'm turning to. I'm turning to God. And I'm asking God for inspiration, for an intuitive thought or a decision. So I'm not making decisions on my own. I'm not relying on my own thinking. I'm relying on God to do the thinking for me. And I really believe that's part of the psychic change, is surrendering my thinking, which is an addict's thinking, and saying, you know what, God, you know better than I do. You run the show. You're the director. You're my new employer. You know how to think. So, God, you think for me. And with that, I can relax and take it easy. Because you know what? I'll tell you, for me, it is so comforting to know that I don't run the show and that I don't run the world and I don't have to make those big decisions. Excuse me. It's really God that makes those decisions. And when I'm going to God and trusting and relying on God to think for me and to change my mind and to guide me, and I'm letting him guide my every thought, my every action, you know what? I can relax and take it easy. I have nothing to fear and nothing to be worried about because I know that God is taking care of me. And, you know, in step three, we turn our lives and our will over to the care of God. And so it's a reminder that it's not just some force that I don't know what it is. No, this is the God of my understanding. This is my higher power. This is someone who really, really cares about me that I can trust. And so with that trust, I can relax and take it easy. And I love it at the end where it says, we'll do more and the more, wait, where is it? It says that, that we're often surprised how the right answers come after we've tried this for a while. So what that's telling me is that this is also a muscle to practice, just as meditation is. Meditation is something that that grows on us and helps us grow with each day that we practice it. It's really like going to the gym. We get better and better and better at it. And this book is saying that if we can trust and rely on God, let God take care of our thinking and let God make our decisions, then we will actually get good at this. We will get good at this. Thank you. So I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Shlomi Hannah B. Marilyn K., you're up, followed by Julie E.B. Good morning, Marilyn. Star 1 to unmute, please. Marilyn K.? Okay, we're going to go ahead and go with Julie E.B., and then we'll go back to Marilyn K. Julie E.B.? Can anybody hear me?
Hi, this is Julie E.B.
Hello, this is Marilyn K.
Uh-oh, car smash over.
It's taking a while to unmute.
Okay, go ahead and go, Marilyn, then Julie, you'll be right after her. Thanks. Go ahead, please, Marilyn.
I'm sorry, I was talking and I thought I was on, but I apologize.
Thank you.
Marilyn Kay from Beaverton, Oregon, and I really like this paragraph. My sponsor really reinforces to me that we need to go to God 1,000 times a day or more to ask for what direction to go. And I try to small amounts apply this. I know through the years God's taken away my compulsive eating. And I know that if I pause when I go from one activity to another, I feel like I go into an activity with God being there. And it's really helped me a lot to live my life. Every once in a while, God will tell me to contact somebody. And I feel like that would have not come from the direction I wanted to go in my life. I am somewhat of a controlling person, my family can say. And this has helped me to slow down and see what God wants me to do for my family members. Last week I was in a meditation group and there was some spiritual reading and I heard with the reading, ask God for where you want to go. And so I asked the reader, did you say that? And he said, no, I didn't say that. So I thought that was a good sign for me that I need to continually to ask God what direction to go. I have quite a bit of stress in my life. My husband is in a rehab unit and not doing very well, and my son was just discharged from a rehab unit. And I have my ways that I would try to help them, but I don't know if it's God's way. So today, when I'm trying to assist both my loved ones, I plan to go from one activity to another and pause and ask God's directions. It's actually one of my favorite parts of the big book. Thank you for being there, and I'm sorry, I guess I didn't start one correctly. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn K., and our prayers are with you. Julie E.B., you're up, followed by Audrey T. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, this is Julie E.B. Gratefully recovered, yes, snow covered, and 50 degrees later today. So welcome to Colorado. Yeah, gratefully recovered today. You know, this is so humbling and such a beautiful thing. I mean, who knew that I could face indecision? I just plowed my way through life. And, you know, until I discovered this program, I didn't even notice the wreckage around me. I didn't even notice. I had decisions made for everybody in my life, my kids, exactly how they should live, my husband, how he should live, all the people that I worked for, how they should run their business. Who knew I could face indecision and have that sort of messy middle, as one teacher talks about it, uncertainty, that is just not where we're called to be. And so, yeah, who knew that there would be such a thing? And then what grace? What a God, someone at the Vision Conference described grace as we do one, it's something like we do one on the scale of effort and the results are a five. And what grace that I can relax and take it easy and make a mistake. When I started this program, I had so much perfectionism and self-loathing. I still, it crops up from time to time for sure. But so much I had to do it right. And here it'd say, no, we try it. We try following God. Maybe it's God and maybe it's my own voice telling me. You know, I had a situation come up at work. I decided to talk to my boss about it. I think that was God-inspired, but you know what? Maybe that was me trying to get my share, and I don't know that, and I don't need to know that. I'm still practicing. Progress means onward movement towards a goal, spiritual progress, not perfection. So I'm moving towards that goal, and I'm trying it, and I have to be willing to understand that the coworker that I talked about this issue with my boss with is probably not going to be happy. I'm going to accept that consequence, and today it's totally different. I can have indecision. I can relax and take it easy, even knowing things are falling apart and I don't have the answers. And God, over time, shows us more and more of these beautiful moments. Sometimes the intuition is to reach out and call someone I haven't talked to for a while. And that's a beautiful part of this program as well. Thanks for letting me share. And I pass.
Thank you, Julie B. Audrey T., you're up, followed by Janice B. Audrey, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, are you there, Audrey?
Yes, this is Audrey. Good morning, everybody. Thank you
Good
for
morning.
All being there. I really, really appreciate it, and I love the reading. I just want to check in and say that I've been in program a while, and abstinence is one thing. Yeah, that's one thing. And I knew I was nuts when I came to program, and I knew my food was crazy, but nuts in that my thinking was just so different and wasn't working, but it's so easy for me to forget on a regular basis that God's in charge, and it's the onion layers just getting deeper, and the more I turn to my higher power for help, who I choose to call God, the easier my life is. It may not be comfortable, but it just it's different. It's a different way of living. And then I forget. So that's why I need this program, because my memory is so short, which is a good thing because it makes me turn to my higher power even more so. I am very good about making phone calls and calling people, but sitting still and just being quiet, I'm finding more so the answers will come, you know, when I'm more quiet. Not that they don't come when I'm with other people, that I can get caught up in people, places, and things, and working on it, and working on being with people, being more real, not trying to put on a show, and then I fall back into my own patterns without judgment and keep working going forward in what I mean is being real. I related to a lot of what you guys say. I wake up often and like, what do I do with myself? Even if I do have plans that day, and when I pause, life is just, it's okay. Often it's 1 minute at a time. Yesterday I worked at a school and I went with all the intention of doing God's will, and then I forget. So when I'm with the kids, I have to remember to ask for God's help a lot, because then I start taking over and my ego gets in the way. So I'm just so grateful I heard this. I have a meditation retreat to go to with my religion of choice this weekend, and there'll be a lot of reflection. And I get this just by reading this big book. Anyhow, I will pause, and I wish everyone a beautiful rest of the day. And again, thank you all for being there and being of service.
Thank you, Audrey T. Janice B., you're up. You'll be our last share this morning. Good morning, Janice B.
Good morning. Good morning, visionaries. This is Janice B., recovered compulsive overeater in Vermont. Grateful to be on the line and grateful to be opening my mouth and sharing, walking through fear. Okay, so in this paragraph, it says we may face indecision. And I face indecision a lot. And I often, my past is being stuck in indecision and kind of paralyzed, and it's fear. I know it's fear, and I have a way out of that now. I relax and take it easy, and in the past, I try to figure everything out. How can I do this? And my brain would be like this tight fist of, and it would just get all tied up, and nothing, no intuitive thought could get in. But now I find that with practicing meditation in the morning, relaxing, taking deep breaths, and just being silent, practicing being silent, the intuitive thought might not come in right then and there, might not come during the meditation, but that practice helps me during the day to put in the pause. It's like I am aware of my thinking during the day, and much more aware of my thinking during the day, and I can catch myself, and I can hear an intuitive thought come up, and for me, that's really the benefit of the meditation in the morning. And it helps me during the day put in the pause and just relax and stop trying to figure it out. Like, what's the most loving thing to do here? That's my timer. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Janice B. And I would just like to take the time to thank everybody on the line today. It was great shares. Thank you all who shared and listened. And I want to thank Team Friday for doing service in February. And look forward to seeing, in January. And look forward to seeing you in February. And just thank you all. And we're going to stop here, and that way we can allow some time for the newcomers, to have some time to hear about newcomers and about sponsors. So, with that being said, we're now going to be closing with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Julie E.B. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Julie?
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you